大家早。这真的是一个很美好的敬拜。
Standing there, I just like I popped up and I want to go and want to march on for God.
当我们在唱这个兴起兴起为耶稣的时候，我很想就这样站起来，就是啊往前进。
So when we were called into this area.
所以当我们被神呼召到这个地区的时候
，We call this a 1312 or 1312 vision calling.
我们把它称为是1312的一个意象。
When now we are here.
现在我们已经在这个1312。
We're physically here.
我们就是已经是具体的在这边了。
So it's a time for the game. It's a time for the battle.
所以是我们要开始为神征战的时候。
So we're so honored that we are able to welcome and invite Pastor Victor Kwong to be with us today.
我们今天很高兴能够请到这个邝牧师。
He is very experienced in the youth ministry.
他在年轻人的工作、学生工作方面非常有经验。
And now he's the leader team. He's leading the leader team of AACF, meaning American Asian Christian Fellowship.
他现在是那个一个亚美的一个团契的负责人。
And he also used to serve in San Jose Christian Alliance Church. On Tully Road, right? Is that the one? Yeah, 在 Tully Road 上那个中国的宣道会 for 14 years.
所以过去邝牧师也在这个宣道会服侍了十四年。
So he's very experienced with youth. So he knows what you guys are thinking. I guess more than I do.
他在学生工作方面是非常有经验，他也非常了解年轻人的想法。
So I guess just give a plot to welcome Pastor Kwong.
我们现在来欢迎那个。
Well, certainly glad to come here this morning. I was telling your pastor when I drove into the parking lot and I opened the door of my car, I looked and I realized I've been here before.
当我今天到了停车场的时候，然后我有一个印象，就是说我好像来过这里。
There used to be a Vietnamese Christian and Missionary Alliance Church that met here, and I knew the pastor, and we came had some meetings here before.
因为这过去以前有一个那个越南宣道会也曾在这边聚会过，所以我也认识那位牧师，也到这边来开过会。
So that made it easy to find and easy to know how to get around.
Yeah, 所以我对我来讲很容易就找到这个地方。
Yes, I am on the leadership team for Asian American Christian Fellowship.
是我现在是在一个就是这个亚美的这个团契联会的一个领导的团队里头。
And we have groups on 14 campuses up and down the West Coast.
我们在这个西岸有14个，就是在各个大学里头有这些聚会。
We're as far north as University of Washington up in Seattle.
我们最远的话是在北边那个华盛顿大学。
And we're as far south as UC San Diego.
那最南边的话，我们一直到这个就是那个加州联校圣地亚哥的分校。
Which is my hometown.
而且我就是来自圣地亚哥。
So go Chargers.
这个我们的 football.
If any of you are in college or you're going to be in college, you know, please come and visit us if you're on one of the campuses where we have a group.
所以如果你将来要去上大学，或是你已经在大学的话，很欢迎你来参加我们在学校里头的这些团契。
We're always glad to see.Young men and women coming as freshmen and to see how God grows them in their 4 years of school.
我们最期待所盼望的就是看到这些年轻人在怎么样在大学的这个校园里头能够成长。
All right, we're going to look into the story of David and Goliath this morning.
今天我们要来看看这个大卫和这个哥利亚的故事。
And I am almost certain that every person in this room has read or heard of this story before.
但是我非常确定我们在座的几乎每一位都听过这个故事。
It's probably one of the most famous stories in the Bible.
这个是在圣经里头一个最有名的故事之一。
They write children's books about it.
甚至有儿童的故事也是根据这个故事来讲。
There's videos.
也有很多的这个就是录像带。
And if you're a fan of VeggieTales, it was told as Dave and the Giant Pickle.
如果你有看过这个 VeggieTale 的话，它就是讲到这个大卫跟这个很大的这个黄瓜。对
yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
We're not going to read the entire story, but I've chose verses 38 to 50, so let's take a moment and read those.
我们现在要来读一下这个就是这个故事，大概是从那个撒母耳记上第十七章三十八到五十节。
So I'll read first and then you can read after, yeah. Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. I cannot go in these, he said to Saul, because I am not used to them. So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose five smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. Meanwhile, the Philistine, with his shield bearer in front of him, kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was only a boy, ruddy and handsome, and he despised him. Then he said, Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Come here, he said, and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. David said to the Philistine, You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him.
这撒母耳记上第十七章三十八节到五十节，扫罗就把自己的战衣给大卫穿上，将铜盔给他戴上，又给他穿上铠甲。大卫把刀挎在战衣外，试试能走不能走，因为素来没有穿惯，就对扫罗说：“我穿戴这些不能走，因为素来没有穿惯。”于是就摘脱了。他手中拿杖，又在溪中挑选了五个光滑石子，放在袋里，就是牧人带的囊里。手中拿着甩石的机弦，就去迎向那非利士人。非利士人也渐渐地迎着大卫来，拿盾牌的走在前头。非利士人观看见了大卫，就藐视他，因为他年轻，面色光红，容貌俊美。非利士人对大卫说：“你拿杖到我这里来，我岂是狗呢？”非利士人就指着自己的神咒诅大卫。非利士人又对大卫说：“来吧，我将你的肉给空中的飞鸟，田野的走兽吃。”大卫对非利士人说：“你来攻击我，我是靠着刀枪和铜戟；我来攻击你，是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士军士的尸首给空中的飞鸟、地上的野兽吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神，又使这众人知道耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华，他必将你们交在我们手里。”非利士人起身迎着大卫前来，大卫急忙迎着非利士人往战场跑去。大卫就从囊中掏出一块石子来，用机弦甩去，打中非利士人的额头，石子进入额内，他就扑倒面伏于地。这样大卫用机弦甩石胜了那非利士人，打死他，大卫手中却没有刀。
So Lord, we pray that you would bless this word.
神，我们祈求你来祝福你自己的话语。
And it would speak to us.
求你来向我们说话。
And it would change us.
来改变我们。
And that we would obey what your word says to us today.
也让我们能够来遵行顺服你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. You know, we've had statistics thrown at us to show that the church is growing on every continent in the world.
我们有很多统计来告诉我们说，现在神的教会在各个地方都在成长。
Except North America.
除了在北美。
Maybe not Antarctica either.
也可能在那个南极没有。
But isn't it interesting that after so many centuries, when the United States had sent out so many missionaries to different parts of the world that today the church is growing everywhere except North America.
就是在这么美国在这么几百年在一两百年来送了很多的宣教士到各个地方去宣教，但是很奇怪的是，就是在现在各个地方的教会都在成长，但是就是在这个地方没有。
With all the financial resources that we have here in America, and we have blessed the world with so much from the church, that the church is not growing here in North America.
尤其我们在北美有许多的经济力量，我们帮助了很多的地方的人，但是就是在这个地方的教会并没有成长。
The denomination that I come from is the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
我所加入的教会是叫做宣道会。
And a few years ago, the statistics showed us that 47% of our churches had not led a single person to know Jesus in the previous year.
在一两年前，我们有一个统计，告诉我们说有47%的这个宣道会，几乎在几年之间没有带领任何一个人来信主。
What was troubling was that percentage was increasing every year.
但是令我们更困惑的是，这个数字还在增加。
We've also found out that in America today, there's more churches closing every day than are starting.
我们也发现在美国现在有很多教会都是在关闭，而不是在新的职堂。
And if you talk to people at work, if you talk to people at school, you will find that the church is becoming increasingly irrelevant in the lives of people.
如果你在工作里头或者在学校里头跟人家跟朋友讲到这个教会的时候，肯定会逐渐的发现，好像教会在人们的生活里头是越来的越无关重要。
And I know that the natural tendency for us as Christians and as church people is to blame the people out in the world.
我们常常就是以我们基督徒的眼光来看，我们觉得这个是外面这个世界外面的人的一个错。
We say, oh, there are so many things going on in the media.
我们一直说在这个媒体上有这么多不好的事情。
There's so much garbage and filth on the internet.
在这个网际网络上有这么多不好的东西。
The people in the world, they're just going to hell.
那这个世界上的人可能都要进地狱了。
And we tend to blame the people on the outside.
我们把这个责任都推给外面的人。
But you know, the church is the one that needs the awakening.
但是最重要的是我们教会自己必须要觉醒。
I remember hearing a gentleman a few years ago talking about the book of Jonah.
我记得在几年前我听过一个人讲到这个约拿书。
And remember the story of Jonah when he was on the boat?
大家记得约拿在船上的时候吗？
It said that the crewmen who were pagans were crying out to their false gods.
记得在这个船上这些不信神的人这些水手们他们都在船上呼叫他们的神。
While Jonah was below deck and he was running away from what God wanted him to do.
但是约拿却躲在船舱里头呢，就不想做神要叫他所做的事情。
And this gentleman pointed out that the pagans were doing what they normally do.
那这个人就告诉我们说，一般的人就是会这样子做。
The pagans, they didn't know any better but to cry out to false gods.
不认识神的人当他们有问题的时候他们自然的反应就是向他们的神呼求。
It was the man of God who was below deck.
但是属神的人呢却是躲在船舱里头。
It was the man of God who was running away.
却是属神的人呢就从这个任务里头逃跑了。
And he said in so many cases, it's not the people in the world who need to change.It's the people within the church.
所以许多时候不是不信神的人需要改变，而是我们在教会的人需要被改变。
And so as we look at this story of David and Goliath this morning, I want us to see that we as the people of God are called by God to be people with a purpose.
我希望今天我们来看看这个大卫跟哥利亚的故事的时候，我们有一个认知，就是说我们是一群被神呼召有目标的信徒。
It's not sufficient for us to be religious.
我们只是有一个宗教的信仰是不够的。
It's not enough for us to simply play church every Sunday.
也不是我们每个礼拜天来参加教会就可以了。
And not to allow our faith to impact the world.
而不让我们自己的信仰能够对我们周遭的社会有一些影响力。
So the people of God are to act with a purpose.
所以神的子民必须要来有行动，而且是一个有目标的行动。
And so how did David do that in this battle with Goliath?
所以我们来看看大卫在他跟哥利亚的战争当中怎么样做到这个事情。
Did he just happen to go out there in the middle of the battlefield?
他只是就是跑到这个战场上去吗？
Did he just have nothing else to do that day and said to Saul, well, yeah, I'll go out there?
还是说他就是那天刚好没事就跟扫罗王讲说哦，那我也去战场上看看。
No, if you read the rest of the story from chapter 17,
如果我们看看这个十七章里头他的描述，
you'll see that David came to the battlefield.
大卫来到这个战场上。
He saw what was going on.
他看到事情的发生。
And he acted with a purpose.
然后他就采取了一个有目标的行动。
So I want to go through the passage here this morning. I want to show you three choices that David made in this battle.
我们要再回过头来看看这些章节。那我要让大家看看他怎么样大卫怎么样用了三个抉择来达成他的一个目标。
And how those three choices illustrated and revealed the purpose that David had in his life.
而且他所选择的这个三件事情怎么样决定了那他那天在战场上的结果。
So as David came up that day to the battlefield, he expected to see soldiers fighting.
所以当大卫那天到战场上的时候，他所想象的就是说应该是两边的军队都在打仗。
But instead he found the army of Israel gathered at the foot of a mountain and they were in fear.
但是他所发现的就是以色列的军队却躲在山底一角在这边很害怕，很畏惧。
The story tells us that for 40 days, this 9-foot giant Goliath would come out onto the battlefield and challenge the Israelite army.
因为他所发现的就是这个哥利亚，这九尺高的哥利亚已经40天了，每天都在战场上来吓这些以色列的人的军队。
He challenged anybody to come out there and to fight him.
他挑战以色列的军人，就说谁要来跟我挑战打仗。
And just imagine how demoralizing this was to the Israelite army.
所以这些以色列的军队就非常的消沉。
Because every day, morning and then evening, this giant would come out and challenge the army, and nobody would come out to challenge him.
因为每天早上，这个哥利亚巨人就出来挑战他们，但是在以色列的军队里头，却没有一个人可以出来站着面对他。
And then it says that whenever they heard it, the men in the army ran away in fear.
所以这里描述说，每天他们听到他出来叫战的时候，那以色列的军队呢，反而就逃开了。
So David shows up.
所以现在大卫来了。
His father had requested that he take some supplies to his brothers.
他的父亲耶西叫他带一些东西给他的哥哥。
And to see how they were doing.
看看他们在战场上怎么样。
And when David sees Goliath come out,
and 当大卫看到哥利亚出来的时候
and nobody would dare go out to fight the giant,
他发现以色列军队当中没有一个人敢面对他。
David volunteers and says, "I'll do it."
那大卫就自愿说，那我去吧。
I want you to note that at this time in his life, David is a teenager.
我希望大家所了解的说，在这个时候，大卫只是一个少年人。
He may be 16, 17 years old.
他那个时候可能只有十六七岁。
He's at about the stage of life where he's ready to take his SATs.
所以在这个他在那个年纪就是在准备要大学考试的时候。
He's thinking about what college to attend.
好像他已经在准备要想想看去哪一个大学。
And nobody thinks very much of him.
所以没有人对他就是好像很看重他。
When he comes out to the battlefield there, his brother actually rebukes him for asking too many questions.
所以当他走到这个战场上的时候，他的自己的哥哥却是在那边责备他。
But you know what? When we look at the history of the church, in many cases, revival broke out in the church because of students.
我们回顾这个教会的历史，我们可以发现很多教会的复兴都是从学生的复兴开始。
If we had time here this morning, we could go after story after story after story from church history, and to show how students got together to pray for their friends.
我们如果今天早上有时间的话，我们就可以就可以讲到很多很多不同教会复兴的当中，都是由于学生开始聚在一起，为他们的朋友为祷告。
We can see how college and high school students started revivals in their schools.
我们也可以看到这些高中跟大学的学生怎么样帮助这个复兴的开始。
And we know for a fact today in America that if a church has a youth group that is not leading people to the Lord, then probably the entire church is not doing that.
所以我们就是可以这么说，如果一个教会的青少年组没有在带领人信主的话，可能可以代表这整个教会也没有在做这件事情。
I always loved working with teenagers.
我非常喜欢跟年轻人做事。
And believe it or not, my favorite group were junior hires.
我最喜欢的那个学生的年纪是这个就是少年组，就是初中生。
A lot of people they kind of discount junior high students.
很多人就觉得说初中生还太小了。
Oh, they're too immature.
他们太不成熟了。
All they do is watch cartoons and play video games.
他们只会看电视，还有玩这个游戏。
Oh, they don't pay attention.
他们根本不会注意。
You talk to them about the Bible for 45 seconds, and they're doing something else.
所以你只要跟他们讲圣经，讲45分钟以后，他们的注意力就不见了。
But you know, I had one of my junior high students come up and get in my face one morning.
但是在我的这些学生里头，有一个初中生有一天来到我面前。
No, I don't know if you can translate this, but
okay, I'll try.
Okay, this girl comes up to me and she says, "Pastor Victor, you think we're just a bunch of junior high kids and we can't do anything, but we love God too."
所以就有一个年轻的初中生的女生到我的面前讲说，你们都以为我们就是一个年轻一些年轻没有用的初中生，但是我们也是爱神的。
And I looked at her. I said, "Yeah, okay."
说对对对，我相信你。
At the Alliance Church down on Tully Road, a number of years ago, they built a Buddhist temple across the street.
在我们聚会的那个就是 Tully Road 上面那个宣道会，在几年前，有一个那个佛堂也在我们教会的对面成立了。
And I heard all the parents and the adults saying, "Oh, what are they doing building that Buddhist temple there?"
然后那个我就听到很多父母说，为什么他们要把佛堂造在教会的对面
？Oh, we got to be careful now.
我们现在要很小心了。
We have to claim this territory for God.
对，我们现在必须要就是宣来宣告这个地图，为神来宣告这个地图。
Which in some ways is true.
就是在某一种程度也是对的。
But you know what my junior high students said to me?
但是你知道我的初中生怎么跟我说吗
？They asked me, "Can we go across the street and share gospel tracts with some of the students who go there?"
他们告诉我说，我们可以过马路，然后跟他们分享这些福音单张吗
？And I had to tell them to back off a little bit because I didn't want them getting in trouble.
但是我告诉他们说，可能要慢慢的来，不能够一下子那么着急。
But do you see their heart?
但是你看到他们的心吗
？Do you hear their courage?
但是你听到他们的这个勇气吗
？And you see the difference in the way they responded to things?
有没有看到他们对这个同样一件事情的反应是多么的不同
？So David here is a teenager.And he volunteers to fight.
大卫是一个年轻人，在这里他也自愿的到战场上。
So in verse 38, it says that Saul dressed David in his own tunic and his own armor.
在三十八节他说扫罗把自己的战衣给大卫穿上。
And it says that David tried walking around with him.
那大卫试着要在他的这个铜盔里头这样走。
And he had to take it off because he was just not used to it.
但是这对他来讲，他太不习惯，所以他就把它拿下来了。
I don't know if you ever seen your kids try to put on your clothes and you know dress like you do.
不晓得你有没有看过你的孩子也想穿你的衣服，然后跟你一样。
You know, it just looks funny and clumsy, and the sleeves are hanging off.
所以有些时候看起来还是很奇怪，因为我们的衣服可能都比较大，他们穿起来都不适合。
And David said, "No, I'm not used to these."
那大卫就说我不习惯这样的这个铜甲。
And instead, he took his staff. He chose 5 smooth stones, and he took his sling.
所以他所带着，他就说，我就带着我的杖，还有五个石头，跟我的这个甩石头的这个机弦就够了。
See, David had to fight with the weapons that he was used to.
所以大卫选择了他所习惯的这个兵器。
So here today in 2012, you know, why is it then that we ask? Students, we ask teenagers to do spiritual battle with weapons that they're not used to.
所以我们今天在今天这个2012年的时代，为什么我们叫我们的年轻人去面对一个属灵的战争，却没有一个属灵的兵器呢？
Why do we ask students to do the same things that adults do?
为什么我们要求我们的学生跟我们大人做一样的事情呢？
Now these things are not necessarily bad.
很多事情不见得是不对不好的。
But some of the things that we use today were meant for another generation.
但是很多时候我们所选择做的方法方式是只适合我们自己的这个年代。
One church that I worked with, I remember seeing them gather the students around in a circle of chairs.
我看过一个教会叫这些学生呢围成一圈绕着这个椅子。
And I thought to myself, you know, that looks like what we did back in the 1970s.
我记得好像这是我们在70年代所做的事情。
And these parents were trying to duplicate the same experience they had in the 70s with their students today.
而且这些父母好像他们所想要做的就是让他们的孩子经验他们在70年代所经验的事情。
Now see, what they were doing was great for them during the 1970s.
但是这些事情对这个对这些父母来讲是好的，可是是在1970年代的时候。
But see, this is 2012.
但是我们今天已经在2012年。
And God has called them to do things in a different way.
神已经呼召他们用他们的方式来服侍神。
And God has given them new weapons to use.
神也给他们了他们的兵器。
I spend some time every week discipling a young man.
我每个礼拜有花一些时间跟一个年轻人相处。
Now it may sound a little odd, but this young man is gay.
但是听起来或许你们会觉得有些奇怪，但这个年轻人是一个同性恋。
And I'm trying to help him work through some of those issues.
那我只是想帮助他能够来面对他的这个问题。
He has professed faith in Jesus Christ.
他是一个决志信主的基督徒。
But he comes from a different lifestyle.
但是他还是有这样子的一个取向。
And it's interesting, he told me that he heard about one of his friends at another church.
那他告诉我说他听到他的朋友在另外一个教会。
And he went to his friend's small group.
所以他就参加了他朋友的这个小组。
And he said they were studying a secular book.
那他们却是在读一本就是说这个世俗的书。
A secular book that told them about how to solve life. Solve the problems of life as a 20-year-old.
所以他这个他们就是用这个世就是说这个世俗上他们所发表的书，然后来教他们怎么样来面对这个生活上的问题。
And this young man made the observation.
那这个年轻人有做了这样的观察。
He said, "Why are they studying that book?
为什么他们要去读那本书呢？
Why are they relying on something like that to tell them to live their lives?
为什么他们要依靠这个这种所谓世俗的小学呢？
They should be studying the Bible.
他们应该来研究圣经，研读圣经的呀。
And I thought that was really interesting.
我想想说，这真的是对呀，很有意思。
That the Christians in that group wanted to study this secular book.
就是在一个基督徒的团契里头，他们想要研读这个世俗的小学。
But this young man struggling with his sexuality made the observation they should be studying the Bible.
但是这个年轻人在对他自己的性向上有一个有挣扎的，却看得出来说我们应该在研读神的话语。
I told him he was right.
我告诉他他是非常的正确。
And you see, so many times we try to arm ourselves with something that doesn't fit.
所以很多时候我们好像就给我们自己一些这些武器是不适合我们的。
Whether it is something that is outdated,
可能是过时的。
Or whether it's something that has no spiritual power in it,
或者是说没有属灵权柄的。
We're trying to use something else to fight a spiritual battle.
我们一直都是在寻求其他的东西来打属灵的征战。
And David had it right. He chose his own weapons.
但是大卫做的是对的，他选择了一个正确的兵器。
Okay, the next decision he makes.
因为他做的这个下一个决定。
He chose his battle.
他选择了这个战场。
Now that sounds a little strange, you know, he chose the battle because, you know, it was right there in front of him. But let's look at what he says here. We can see that he chose the realm, the level of the battle that he was engaging in.
我们来看看，虽然他已经是在战场了，为什么我们还说他来选择了他的这个战场？
So it says, Goliath, 9 feet tall, he comes out to the battlefield and he yells his usual challenge to the Israelites.
所以就看到这个哥利亚九尺高的哥利亚出来又叫阵。
And this teenage kid shows up, no armor, no helmet.
那大卫出来了，他没有戴这个铜盔，也没有这个铠甲。
In one hand he has a staff.
一只手上他有一个杖。
Around his waist he has a bag tied with the stones in it.
在他腰上他有一个囊袋，装了他的石头。
His other hand he has a sling.
那在另外一个手上他拿了那个鸡旋。
And Goliath looks at him and leers at him.
那这个哥利亚看着他，就是觉得很好笑。
And he begins to trash talk David.
所以他就开始在小看他，然后在嘲笑他。
Now, a lot of you know what trash talk is.
你们知道这个嘲笑。
When you watch the basketball games on television.
你们看过这个篮球赛，在这电视上看篮球赛的时候。
Or the football games.
或者是足球，美式足球。
They don't put microphones on all the players.
他们不能把这个麦克风放在这些球员身上。
It's a good thing they don't.
因为最好他们是不要放在他们身上。
Because they wouldn't be able to tell you everything that they're saying.
因为他们嘴里头讲的话你就是听不懂的。
I'll try to be polite here.
我尽量要小心跟礼貌。
But they're saying things like, Who do you think you are?
他们在就是校正，也是像好像校正一样，你以为你是谁？
They did mic one player a couple weeks ago.
几个礼拜以前有一个球员好像被人家录到他所说的话。
And he's trash talking someone on the other team.
然后他就是在说对方的一个球员。
And he's the guy's walking away.
那另外那个人就走开了。
So the one player says, "Hey, who are you?"
那其中一个球员就说你是谁？
I never seen you before.
我从来没见过你。
Are you sure you play in this league?
你确定你是在这个队里头吗？
What's your name?
你叫什么？
Turn around, let me see what your name is.
你转过头来，我看看你到底是什么样子。
And the other guy just kept walking away.
所以另外那个人就继续的走开了。
But you know they're trash talking all the time.
所以他们就是互相这样子骂阵叫阵。
And so Goliath begins to trash talk David.
所以哥利亚也开始向大卫做这样的动作。
Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? Whoop, whoop, whoop.
我是一只狗吗？你用杖来跟我打。
Then he begins to curse David by his Philistine gods.
然后他也就是靠着他就对着他的对着大卫来咒诅他。
And then he tries to intimidate David.
而且他也想要来吓他。
Come here and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field.
他说你来吧，我要把你的肉喂给这个天上的鸟跟这个田地的野兽。
You see, so many times the evil one tries to intimidate us.
所以很多时候这个不好的人或是撒旦，他就用恐吓的方式。
Maybe we sense the Lord telling us to share our faith with someone.
很多时候可能神要我们跟一个人去分享我们的信仰。
Maybe you're at school and someone talks about being sick or being injured.
有可能在学校里头有人说受伤了或者生病了。
And the Lord begins to whisper at you, pray for him.
那神就开始在你的耳朵轻轻地说为他祷告。
Pray for the person to be healed.
为这个人的病祷告。
But then you remember things that may have happened before.
但是你记得以前发生的事情。
And you feel intimidation.
那你就有一点害怕。
You see, that's the evil one. Trying to intimidate you.
这就是那恶者来告要来啊、来来啊、引诱我们的事情。
But you know, David would have none of that.
但是大卫不听这些话。
And he trash talks back.
那他也就校正校回去。
Now, is it okay for Christians to trash talk other people?
基督徒可以这样校正的吗？
No.
一般也是不行的。
Watch Jeremy Lin.
就看看我们学林书豪。
Jay Lynn does not trash talk people.
他从来不做这样的事。
But it is okay to trash talk the devil.
但是我们可以跟撒旦魔鬼较正的。
When the evil one is trying to intimidate you,
当恶者要来引诱我们的时候，
you speak the word of God right back at him.
但你用神的话来说回去。
Remember Jesus in the wilderness?
当耶稣在旷野的时候
，When the devil tried to intimidate him，
当撒旦要来引诱他的时候
，Jesus spoke the word of God right back in his face。
耶稣就用神的话来来对付他。
So here David trash talks Goliath。
所以这里大卫也跟哥利亚在较真。
Now David's voice hasn't quite changed yet because he's a teenager。
可能大卫的声音还不够响亮，因为他还是一个少年人。
So he's saying, "I'll strike you down and cut off your head."
他就说我要来，我把你杀了，然后斩了你的那个头。
And today I'm going to give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field, and they're going to have a feast.
我要把你的尸首给天上的鸟跟田地的野兽吃。
I see. What's the important factor here?
这里最重要的一个基地是什么呢
？Was it because David was courageous?
是因为他很勇敢吗
？Was it because David knew how to trash talk?
还是因为他会骂阵呢
？No. The important thing here is that David recognizes this is a spiritual battle.
但是这里最重要的是大卫他所了解的是这是一个属灵的战争。
The important thing is that David realizes that this is more than just a military encounter. This is more than just something about him and Goliath. This is something about God's people.
他所知道的，大卫所知道的说，这不是只是一个平常的战争，而是一个属神的战争。
And he says this to Goliath, "I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty."
他说，今天我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名。
He recognizes that this is a battle that is not just going on earth; it's a battle going on in the heavenlies.
所以他所了解的说，他所面对的战争不是只是在一个地上的战争，而是在天上的战争。
And you know, we need to have that kind of eyesight.
我们需要有这样子的眼光。
We need to have that kind of vision.
我们也需要有这样子的意象。
There was a girl one time who heard about how you can start a Christian group on your campus.
过去有一位就是女学生。他学到怎么样在这个学校园里头开始一个基督徒的聚会。
During the summer, she went to some training conference.
在暑假的时候，他就去参加一些训练。
And when she came back, she said, "I'm going to start a Christian group on my campus."
那回来以后，他就说我要在我的校园里头开始一个基督徒的团契。
Now, can you imagine how intimidating that might be?
你们可不可以想象这个好像这个恐惧是有多大
？To be maybe the only Christian on a campus.Who wants to start a ministry?
有可能他是唯一在这个校园的基督徒，是想要开始有这样的一个基督徒的聚会。
And she started out with this "see you at the pole" event.
然后他开始的方法就是说，我们在这个就说旗杆这边相见。
That's actually coming up this Wednesday.
那这个礼拜三早上也是有。
And she put out some flyers.
那他就印了一些传单。
And she got word out that we're going to pray at the flagpole on Wednesday morning.
然后他就告诉大家，就是说我们在这个清晨的时候要到这个旗杆的前面聚集，我们要一起祷告。
It was just her.
那个时候开始，就是她一个人开始。
And she didn't know what was going to happen.
那她也不知道她可以预计有什么样的事情发生。
But on that Wednesday morning, about 40 students showed up.
但是在那个礼拜三的早晨，有40个学生都到了旗杆的前面。
And they started a Christian group in her school.
那他们就在那个校园里头开始了这个基督徒的团契。
Yeah, now this Wednesday, as I mentioned, it's a see you at the pole in the morning.
所以这个礼拜三的早上也是有就是到旗杆前为校园祷告的这样子的一个这一个做就是这个一个 event.
Those of you who are students, I don't know if your school has even mentioned it.
所以你们这些就是学生的，不晓得你们学校是不是有讲到这样的事情。
I remember the days when the youth pastors in Santa Clara Valley used to get together. And we would tally up how many students showed up at each school that morning.
我们过去在这个Santa Clara 的这个这些牧师们，我们也会做一个统计，看有多少学生会在这样子的祷告会出现。
And some of the schools, they would say, "Oh, there were 40 people out there."
有些学校说有40个人来了。
That was pretty normal.
那这个是一个很好很正常的数字。
But then there are a couple other schools. They, "Oh, we had 80, we had 90 people out."
但有些学校会说我们有80，有90个人。
And you know, we thought, "Oh, yeah, that's great."
那我们说这个是太好了。
And then every once in a while, somebody would talk about a school.
有些时候有人会告诉我们学校的情形。
And they said, "You know, I went to this school this morning."
他说我今天到这个学校去了。
And there was one student out there praying.
只有一位学生在那里祷告。
And you know, among the youth pastors, you know which school got the loudest ovation?
你知道在这个所有的学校里头是哪一个学校得到最大的一个那个掌声呢？
It wasn't the 80 or 90.
不是八九十个学生的这个学校。
It was the one student who showed up.
而是这只有一个学生出现的这个学校。
Because we said, man, that took conviction.
我们就说这个孩子真的是有胆识。
And that took courage.
有勇气。
To be the only student in your school to be out there praying in the morning.
是那个学校唯一的学生在这个旗杆前为这个校园祷告的孩子。
See, it's a spiritual battle.
是一个属灵的征战。
It's not just something that goes on here on earth.
不是我们只是在这个地上的一些挣扎。
It is something that has eternal ramifications in the lives of many people.
是有这个长远属灵的永远的一个价值。
All right, we need to close here pretty quickly. Let's go to the last decision that David made, and that was he chose his direction.
然后我们来看看他最后的一个抉择，就是他选择了他的方向。
It says that the Philistine, you know, Goliath came out to the battle line to just devour David.
所以我们就看到就是这非利士人哥利亚，他出来就准备好，就是要马上击败大卫。
And what did David choose to do?
那大卫选择做了什么呢？
Did he kind of shake?
他有在发抖吗？
And said, you know, maybe I shouldn't be here.
他有这样讲说，或许我不应该在这边。
You know, did he turn around and look at the armies of Israel to see if anybody was coming up to back him up?
他是不是有转回头去看看其他的以色列军队里头有没有人要来帮助他？
It says that he ran to the battle line.
但这里说他就跑到这个战场上。
He didn't stand still. He didn't run away. He ran to the battle line.
他没有就站在那边，也没有往回跑，他是往前跑，跑到战场上。
And it said that he reached into his bag, took out one of the stones.
所以他说他这边他就赶快到他的囊袋里头去拿出来一个石头
and he put it in a sling.
然后放在他的机旋上
Now you have to understand, you know, the slingshots we use nowadays, what looks like a Y, and we do that.
现在我们用的机旋是像这样子的，是这样子打。
This is the kind of sling you would twirl over your head.
但是他用的这种是用这样子甩的。
And it says he struck Goliath right in the middle of the forehead.
所以他说他用这个机旋呢把这个石头就击到这个哥利亚的额头上。
Now I want us to pay attention to what happens here.
我希望大家能够仔细的看看这边怎么样描述这件事情。
You know, just like the NFL does, we have to play this back on slow motion review.
就好像我们看美式足球一样，我们有些时候需要再回过头去看影片，它是怎么样慢动作的来看这个过程。
Because the story is told very simply here. It says that.David struck him in the forehead and the guy died and that was the end of the story.
因为这里就是说这个大卫就是石头击到他的额上这个人就死了。
Okay, but slow motion now.
但是我们现在来用慢动作看。
The stone strikes him in the forehead.
这个石头呢击到哥利亚的额头。
Now if I struck one of you with a stone on your forehead, where would the stone go?
如果我今天用一个石头这样子击旋甩石头到你的身上或是头上它石头会跑去哪里？
Unless you're wearing super glue, in most cases, the stone will bounce off of your forehead.
除非你额头上有一个强力胶，多半这个石头会就是说就是跑掉了。
That's not what happened here.
但是在这里不是这样发生的。
It says the stone struck him in the forehead.
这里说这个石头呢打到他的额上。
And it sank in.
就陷进去了。
Wow, that's strange.
很奇怪的事情。
Okay, now the other thing is, if you get hit by a stone in your forehead with enough force, where do you go?
我们再想想看，如果说你的石头很重的打到你的额上，你的反应是怎么样呢？
Yeah, a lot of you are motioning.
很多人已经有这个动作。
Fall back.
通常我们应该就是往后倒。
That's not what happened.
但是这也不是这样子发生的。
Watch it in slow motion.
我们再用慢动作来看。
The stone sank in.
石头陷入他的额头。
And Goliath may have staggered for a little bit.
那哥利亚可能这样子走了几步。
And then he fell face down.
但是他是面伏倒地。
And you know what happened here? Is that this was a miracle.
所以我们所看到的这个事情，这是实在是一件神迹。
That God gave David a miraculous victory over the giant.
因为神给大卫一个奇迹的胜利。
It's not that David was so skilled with the sling.
不是因为他的技巧那么好。
It's not that David had some kind of magical way of making that stone sink into the forehead.
也不是因为他有什么样 奇妙的方式可以让这个舌头不是石头陷在他的额头上。
This was God bringing a miraculous victory over the Philistine.
是因为神赐给他们一个神迹式的胜利。
And with Goliath falling face down forward, in submission to the God of the Israelites.
而且哥利亚是面伏倒地，就俯伏在耶和华的面前。
Okay, then it says David came and he struck down the Philistine.
那他这里就讲到说，大卫过来就把他杀了。
And the Philistine army all got scared.
那所以非利士的军队他们也都非常的害怕。
啊！
他们就很害怕。
And they turned around and ran away.
现在轮到他们就转头就逃跑了。
The Israelites, their jaws probably dropped to the ground.
那对以色列人来讲，他们可能就是所谓的跌破眼镜了。
And they're probably looking at each other.
他们自己互相看一看。
And they see the Philistines running away.
他们看到非利士人跑掉了。
And they go, "Let's go get them."
他们就说走，我们去追赶他们。
Ah! They all take off.
他们就追赶这个非利士人的军队去了。
Now you know, people have asked, why did David take 5 smooth stones? Why didn't he just take one?
大家另外一个问题就是为什么大卫拿了五个石头，而不是只是一个石头？
Some people say there's a legend that Goliath had 4 brothers.
他们。这 有人说那个哥利亚他有另外有四个兄弟。
Maybe that was true. David wasn't done yet. He was going after the other 4.
有可能是真的，所以大卫还要继续的去追赶这些非利士人。
But you know, Christians, you know, we often run the wrong direction.
但是我们需要想象，就是基督徒我们常常跑错方向。
I remember years ago at one of the local high schools, they showed one of the Left Behind movies.
我记得几年前在一个高中里头，他们有放一个电影。
And they did it all right. It was by invitation only.
他只是放给一些被邀请的人去看。
Nobody in the school had to go.
没有一个人需要一定要去。
They abided by all the rules.
他们都遵守了所有的这个学校的规定。
A week after they showed the movie, some student, an atheist student, wrote up this slanderous column in the school newspaper saying.Why the Christian group should not be allowed to do that?
但是在一个礼拜以后呢，就是有学校里头的这个非基督徒呢，他们就写了一些很不好，写了一些文章说基督徒不应该有这个权利来放这样的电影。
I was so disappointed in the Christian students.
我对这些基督徒的学生非常的失望。
Because the next time they met, they said, "Oh, you know, we better not do this anymore because they write nasty articles about us."
因为到了下一次他们聚集的时候，他们就说，或许以后我们不要再放这些电影了，因为他们有这么强烈的反应。
And I go, oh.
但我心里头就沉下来了。
Come on, you guys.
我们怎么能这样子做呢？
But you know, they were so defeated, they just didn't want to do it again.
但他们真的，这些学生就觉得他们非常的挫败，他们不想再做了。
Now, in contrast, a number of years ago, in downtown San Jose, we heard that there was this fair going on.
但是呢，另外在在那个圣荷西的那个downtown下面，我这几年前另外有一件事情发生。
It was a psychic fair.
他那里就是有一个所谓的就是第六感预感的一个集会。
So there were palm readers.
有人在那边就是算命。
Fortune tellers.
他们就是做很多不同的算命的方式。
All this weird and evil kind of stuff going on.
非常奇怪的各式各样的事情。
And the Christians were all going, "Oh, how can the city allow this to happen right in the middle of downtown?"
就是很多基督徒就说，为什么这个市政府会允许他们在这里做这样的事情，这样的集会？
Some of the pastors were saying, "Oh, this is terrible. City of San Jose is going right down the tubes."
很多牧师就说这个圣荷西市府是已经越来越不行了。
A friend of mine heard that they had some space available at the psychic fair.
那我有一些朋友听到他们在这个集会里头还有一些空的这个地方。
They hadn't sold all their booths.
他们没有完全卖光，他们都是一个一个就是帐篷可以去租的。
And so she put up the money and she rented out a booth at the psychic fair.
所以她呢就花了钱去租了一个这样的帐篷。
She had a couple boxes of Bibles.
然后她就带了几箱的圣经。
So she took them to the psychic fair.
他就把圣经就带到这个集会里头去。
And she put up a sign at her booth.
然后他就放了一个一个名牌。
And the sign said free Bibles and free prayer.
他上面就讲说是免费的圣经，免费的祷告。
And people would come by.
有些人就会走过来。
Are the Bibles free?
那这圣经是不要钱的吗？
And she said, yeah.
她说是啊，没错。
And a lot of these people weren't even Chinese.
很多人不是中国人。
You know, we like everything free.
我们很习惯得到所有的东西都是免费的。
But people were taking the Bibles.
但是很多人就去拿这些免费的圣经。
And then she would ask, is there anything I can pray for you about?
那她就会问他们说，你们有没有什么事情需要我为你祷告的？
And she began to pray for people.
她就开始为他们祷告。
She would pray for new jobs.
她会为人家祷告有一个新的工作。
Family problems.
他们家庭的问题。
She'd pray for physical healing.
她也为他们的身体健康代祷。
And she, for some cases, she would even pray for God to give light to their lives.
那她有些时候她也为他们祷告，求神进到他们的生活里面。
Now the strangest report we heard afterwards.
我们之后所听到的呢？
She said that right across from her, there was a palm reader.
她说这就在她的那个帐篷的对面，另外有一个人是就是在帮人家看指纹算命的。
And she was praying the whole time quietly, Oh God, please wipe out the powers of evil here.
她在那个帐篷里的时候，她一直就祷告，求神来就是保护她，来驱除这个恶者的力量。
Cut off the darkness.
让这个黑暗的势力没有。在那边没有任何的诠释。
And then that palm reader at the end of the day was telling everybody, you know, there's something wrong here.
这个看这个看掌纹算命的人就在这个一天快要结束的时候，他就说，今天这边气氛不太一样。
I can't get the readings that I normally get.
然后我好像没有办法，就是很准确的算命。
Yeah, this is not a good place. I don't know what's going on.
这个地方好像不太好。
But you see, my friend.She ran to the battle line.
但是你看到我的朋友，他是冲到这个战场上。
She didn't run away.
他没有逃跑。
She didn't complain.
他也没有抱怨。
She ran to the battle line.
他就直接跑到战场上。
And you know, she probably gave Bibles and prayed for some people who would never come to a church and ask for that.
那他可能把这些圣经就送给一些人，这些人是可能不可能到教会里头来的。
You see, she knew the direction to go.
但是他知道他应该怎么样做。
All right, I'm over time here. I want to maybe finish with one last story.
我现在最后我要想再跟大家分享一个故事。
You know, if today's church is going to make a difference in the world,
我们希望教会能够在今天的这个社会上有一些力量影响力。
We have to advance the kingdom of God with authority.
我们必须要用权柄，用神的权柄来拓展神的教会。
I go to a church in Mountain View.
我在山景城的一个教会聚会。
And there's a young lady in our church who had a friend.
我们有个年轻的朋友，她有一个朋友。
Her friend's name is Katie.
那她朋友的名字叫 Katie.
And Katie was in trouble.
但是这个 Katie 呢，遇到一个麻烦。
The doctors told her that she had some kind of tumor in her brain.
医生告诉她说，在她的脑子里头发现一些癌症。
And it was okay because the tumor wasn't growing.
好的消息是说，这个脑瘤没有在成长。
But it had to be removed.
但是还是必须要开刀把这个脑瘤去除。
And Katie doesn't have medical insurance.
但是 Katie 她没有医疗保险。
And she talked to the people at Stanford.
那当她跟这个 Stanford 大学医院医学院讨论过之后。
And they said the surgery was going to cost about $120,000.
他们说这个手术费大概是要12万美金。
And they said, well, because you work here at Stanford, we'll give you an employee discount.
因为你是这边的员工，所以我们给你一些折扣。
We're only going to charge you $89,000.
所以我们只要收你89,000块钱。
She said, "I don't have $89,000."
她说我也没有89,000块钱。
And so her friend brought her to the church prayer meeting.
所以她的朋友就带她到这个教会的这个祷告会。
And she shared her story.
那她就在这祷告会分享她的故事。
And some of the people there prayed for her.
那在那个祷告会里头，大家就为她祷告。
And then 2 days later, she called.
两天之后，她就打电话。
She said that some unknown donor.
她说有一个未具名的一个奉献的人。
Had stepped forward the day before.
在前一天。
And volunteered to pay for her entire surgery.
然后呢，就是捐款，要为她付所有的这个医疗费用。
And she was overjoyed.
她非常的兴奋。
And she said, "You know that prayer stuff." It really works.
所以那个祷告好像真是还有帮助。
Now, Katie isn't a believer yet.
Katie 在那个时候她还不是一个信徒。
But see, the power of God was revealed in her life.
但是神的力量、神的权柄就在她的生活中有影响力了。
It would have been easy for the people in the prayer meeting.
在这个祷告会里头的人呢
，to just pat her on the back.
就可能就是拍拍她的肩膀。
And say, "Oh, you know, we're so sorry."
可以可能就会跟她说，我们很替你难过。
And you know, maybe God will take care of you.
可能神会帮助你。
But you see, they ran forward.
但是看到他们往战场上跑。
And they pleaded on her behalf.
但是他们为她祈求祈求神。
And they asked God to meet her need.
但是他们为她祈求神来帮助她。
And God did that.
那神真的就帮助了她。
It wasn't because of any great thing that the people did.
不是因为有人做了什么大不了的事情。
It's because they had simple faith in a great God.
因为他们有一个在神里头很简单的一个信心。
All right, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we pray that we would live our lives with purpose.
神，我们向你求，我们的生活中是一个有目标的。
And we would see the ways that you call us.
我们能够看到你呼召我们的方向。
And the ways that we can impact the lives of others.
我们可以影响别人生命的一个做法。
Help us to live lives of courage.
帮助我们过一个有勇气的生活。
Lives of faith.
有信心的生活。
And that if we are called into the battle.
当我们被呼召到战场上的时候。
That we would run to the battle line.
我们就会向前奔跑。
And declare who you are.
然后我们会宣告你自己的圣名。
So we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Really appreciate Pastor Kwan's message that really stimulate our thinking. You know, the story we've been reading once again, and there's some insight of David's life that apply to our generation now. I mean, we're surrounded by this evil darkness power, but how to break through? And I believe that through his message that we all get some insight of this. Be courageous and just run into the battlefield and rely on God so we could see some breakthrough, especially for the American, America. Right now, they need everybody's prayer. Let's sing this song to respond to the message. We are your people.
宣扬你的生命，在这黑暗的时代，你照我们发光，让我们寻求你面，主啊，显你大能，建立你教会来一。
So through this story of David, what did God tell you? What did God tell us? What should we do? How can we be a good testimony and witness to God? How can we run into the battlefield to win a soul for God? Oh Lord, would you please help us to shine for you, and may your glory be in this world through us. We rely on you totally, Lord. We know that we have no strength at all. We need to rely on you 100%. And would you please just pour on your spirit on each one of us so we know that it's not just by us, it's by you, by the Holy Spirit, that we can conquer the world, conquer the whole world. May your kingdom come, and may your will be done. We thank you, Lord.让我们领受祝福。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在，从今直到永永远远。阿们。请坐。